Welcome to this edition of Hawks Talk, a weekly sports show dedicated to the stories behind the scenes of Missouri University athletics.
Back on Hawks Talk, visiting with former Missouri University football coach Steve Keenum, and can you talk a little bit about how your time in McMurray has helped you through your current career?
Well, as far as preparation to do what I do with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, you know, I don't know if there's a better laboratory for somebody to go through than to be a college administrator and a head coach, because of all the different skills that you've got to be able to use different times, whether it's building a team, whether it's working with people in the community, whether it's donor relations, whether it's marketing, whether it's event coordination and operation, all kinds of things that go into what I do were things that I had to learn to do while I was there. So I'm very grateful for that.
When you look back at your coaching career for the Warhawks, what were some of your fondest memories from that time?
The league was a lot different back then. When I started, we were playing everybody as a double round robin, and then so that changed the dynamic a little bit. We had some great games with Hardin-Simmons. We had some great games with Howard Payne, a couple of overtime games with the Cowboys, some come from behind from Howard Payne, some big plays, lots of great things. Love traveling. We made a trip to Millsaps College, which is in Jackson, Mississippi, and our bus broke down in Arcadia, Louisiana. That's back when McMurray owned their own bus. And we spent about 8 hours on the side of the road there, which was made for a very memorable experience, not one that I want to repeat, but, you know, our kids, we look back on it and laugh now. Things like that. We had a great trip 1 year to Menlo College, which was in close to Stanford there in California. Got a trip. Our kids got a chance to go to Alcatraz and the wharfs there in San Francisco. It was a great experience. We had some kids that never been on an airplane. So those kind of things were really fun. I enjoyed doing those kind of things.
How did you get into coaching to begin with?
You know, I thought I wanted to be an architect and maybe even a pastor, but I really wanted to be a college football player, and a guy named Spud Aldridge recruited me to McMurray. And came and fell in love with it. And those two options, there was no architecture and engineering school, so coaching seemed to be something that I might jump into. Ended up being a math teacher and coach, and that kind of launched me in my career. Got to be around some great people there at McMurray. And, you know, the Lord took care of the rest of it. I got a chance to get hooked up with some great coaches. My first job was Randy Allen. My whole public school coaching, high school coach career was with Coach Allen. And he's won, I don't know if he's in the top three, but he's close as far as number of all-time victories now. So I got a chance to cut my teeth on his staff and learned a lot with him. And got to go spend some time at Tarleton State with a guy named Hal McAfee, who played for Frank Broyles at Arkansas, and he was one of the sharpest defensive minds I'd ever seen. And then I did a stint with Jimmy Keeling at Hardin-Simmons, you know, another Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
So all of those things were really a blessing to me and helped me get ready to be a head coach.
From being a head coach to now being with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, was that a easy transition for you?
Well, I'd been a volunteer for FCA for a long, long time, and I was involved with their board and helped play in a lot of things, whether it was golf tournaments or some banquets or even the All-Star events. So I had a chance to do a lot of things like that, and I knew all the ins and outs, so all that made it pretty simple for me to make that transition.
What's been the biggest plus about being a part of the FCA beyond what, you know, what that means to your faith and to your family?
You know, the thing about coaching it's a very demanding profession. Puts a lot of pressure on not only a coach, but on their family. And, you know, the thing that we try to do is to help coaches and their families deal with some of those pressures and help coaches remember that when it's all said and done, there's a heartbeat inside that jersey, and there's a young person that needs somebody to count, that they can count on, and that knows they care about them and wants them to succeed. And there's a lot of eternity that's on the line. And we just want to remind coaches of that, to give kids an opportunity to know about their faith and to help that grow. And that whatever sport they play, you know, that's important and you want to win. But if that's all the definition you have of your life, then it's going to be kind of shallow. And at some point it's going to be over to get ready for bigger and better things, like being a great daddy, great mama, husband, wife, employer, employee, whatever.
Yeah. What are some of the bigger things you guys are working on at SCA right now, Steve?
Believe it or not, you know, we've been around since 1954.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're bumping, what would that be, 70 years, I guess, 75 nearly.
Yes.
And the ministry has really evolved. You know, it started as a college ministry for guys, and it grew to girls, and it grew filtered into high schools as guys graduated and started coaching, and then it kind of moved into junior high, and then there was contact into the pros. But now the biggest group of athletes in the country are kids that are playing on teams that do not compete interscholastically. They're travel teams, they're club teams, they're youth sports teams. And FCA is in the process of trying to launch into that world. And that's a big part of what I work on, trying to help our team develop the resources to bring staff, FCA staff, to bear into that world. In fact, we're in the process in Abilene now of hiring the first ever full-time staff person strictly for youth sports, who will be assigned to the Dodge-Jones Youth Sports Center in partnership with the Abilene Youth Sports Authority. So that's something we're working on, not just in Abilene, but nationwide. And we're going to have an opportunity to kind of lead the way in that in Abilene by being the first real true partnership between a private organization and FCA.
Thank you for listening to Hawks Talk. Please follow us each week or follow along on Google, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts applications on your smartphone.